right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Nicholas Dodman has written lots of books that maybe some of you have read, and he has a new one out now. We'll get the name of this book. It is called Pets on the Couch, Neurotic Dogs, Compulsive Cats, Anxious Birds. Should I be offended by this title? I don't know. And the New Science of Animal Psychiatry. We'll talk about a part of that title, Neurotic Dogs. Really? Some of our dogs are neurotic? We'll talk to Dr. Dodman about it. I know some of our listeners aren't. No, I didn't say that. Dr. Marty Becker will be here to talk about an initiative that I love. The whole goal is to take away, to zap out the fear, anxiety, and stress that so many pets feel about going to the veterinarian. And I'll tell you, if the pets are stressful about going to the veterinarian, you will be too. So it removes stress from you, and that's, I want to take away stress out of your lives. That's, no more stress. Also, reasons to adopt a pet. I've got seven of them. There are probably more than that. And we'll go through those seven reasons, but most importantly, your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. Jane in Oregon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. You are the first caller up. What's going on?
Wow. A few weeks ago, you were talking about vacuuming dogs.
Okay.
And I think you even said something like, well, I don't want to hear anybody about vacuuming cats. But I have a story for you.
Okay.
My friend raised her little runt cat on a bottle, and I guess he had just tons of personality. He's a bit of a clean freak, and she told me that she vacuumed her cat. And that when she turned the vacuum on, the cat would come running. And that if she laid the hose down on the ground, the cat would vacuum himself.
I would love a video of that. I mean, that's the great
thing. That's what I thought. Anyway, I was visiting one day.
We may put up the video on our website, petworldradio.net. Please send us the video. I'd love it.
I would love to do that. But one day, she let her cat out for his morning walkabout, and he never returned.
Oh. That's the thing.
That was 3 years ago, and she is still mortified.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I did see him vacuuming himself, so I know that it happened. He just put the vacuum in his forepaws and ran it up and down his belly.
I believe you. You know, overall, lots and lots of our pets are afraid of vacuum cleaners, but overall, lots and lots of pets are, fill in the blank, but that's not all pets. And
yeah.
Just like
I have another little story for you.
Okay, shoot.
That's my own Mugs.
Huh? What was that?
My Mugs, he's a Siamese mix.
Okay.
And he loves loves, mind you, asparagus, cantaloupe, cucumber, bell pepper, red or green, acorn squash. I'm trying to think of what else. I forget some.
I believe he eats healthier than I do.
Yes, he's very healthy. This morning I gave him his kibble, some chicken skin and cucumber. And, of course, the cucumber goes first, and he looks at me for more cucumber, and if I don't give it to him, then he'll eat the kibble. And the chicken skin, maybe.
Well, just be sure not to... Well, first of all, I don't know about feeding chicken skin to the cat. That wouldn't be my thing, you know. But make sure that your cat is getting enough protein and not to overdo the vegetables. No matter... I mean, it's a great thing, though, that your cat loves them that much. I mean, you could use it as a training tool. So you can train your cats to do things, which is no different than training our dogs to do things. It's great.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. It sounds like you have a cat who would be a willing candidate and a great motivator if your cat loves those vegetables. But just, you know, they say, the experts who are nutritionists, that no more than 10% of the cat's or dog's diet should be treats.
Uh-huh.
So just so you're under that magic number, you're fine.
If I feed him too much of the veggies, he'll throw up. So he just gets a little over the top of his regular food generally. But he loves them.
He loves them.
He really loves them.
Yeah, I get that periodically. Not maybe such a long list, you know. But I mean, my gosh. My mom still has to tell me to eat my green beans to this day. And to this day, I won't do it.
I was eating a bell pepper one day, and he was bugging me for it. And I'm going, Muggs, people don't like these. You won't like it. He kept bugging me, and I was wrong. He loved them.
I love that. We're going to send you a cat toy. Maybe a Kitty Kong that you could stick a little cucumber in.
He would love that.
All right. Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jeff in Florida. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. What's up?
We had a friend give us a cat after our cat died. We got the cat as a kitten. Most of what she's doing, I think, is just playful behavior. You know, she'll cut you off on the way to the kitchen and says she wants you to follow her to her food dish even though it's full. She'll lay on her back, and when you pass by, she'll grab your ankle and run in the other direction. But the one thing she does that's giving us trouble is, you know, she'll jump up on the sofa, you start purring her, you're petting her, she's purring, everything's fine. And then suddenly, for no reason whatsoever, she'll turn around and bite your hand or spit at you in a very defensive pose.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why she does it, but it's, you know, I'd love to have a lap cat, but she just will do that with no warning whatsoever. You're not pulling her tail or anything. I just don't understand it.
Right. You know, some cats' level of tolerance for being pet isn't what we think the stereotypical cat should be. Or might be with our history of other cats we've had. So what you've got to do with this cat is, for starters, leave her wanting more. So just stroke her once. That's all you're going to do. Just stroke her once, pet her that one time, and then that's it. And then maybe a week later, you do it twice, and that's it. And gradually work your way up, but actually leave her wanting more and her sort of demanding that you give more. And a cat will do that in very subtle ways. Just by a glance, by a tail that's sort of down and the ears are up and sort of back, and the cat saying to you, oh, I wish you'd continue. You know, and cats like to make the calls, so let your cat make that call. But your cat may never be a cat that wants to be pet for 15 minutes straight. Some cats just don't deal with that well. Okay?
She's now about 3 years old. I mean, this bit about hiding and running out and grabbing ankles and, you know, clawing them and running away, that's just like play behavior, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And what I want you to do is we'll send you one of the interactive toys for cats. It is a feather-type toy, and it's on a stick like a fishing pole. It's made by the Kong Company. We'll send you one. But play with the cat daily using that so your cat has something to go after. Also, keep something in your pocket like a ping pong ball. And when you know your cat's going to do that, and preempt it and toss the ball in the other direction so your cat goes that way, well, you go that way. All right?
Super. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. I have him right here. Every reason, every possible reason, or at least some of them, to adopt a shelter or rescue dog. I will go through... Got them right here. I will go through all these reasons, but when we come back after that,
what we do that's most important.
Your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watery.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Why should you adopt a shelter dog or a rescue animal? Well, there are lots of reasons, probably more than what I'm about to rattle off, but I came up with 7 reasons, and you tell me what you think. Loyalty for life. You know, it's been said over and over that shelter animals seem to express gratitude for being adopted. I've always hesitated to put it that way because that doesn't sound very scientific, but you know what? So many of you have told me that so many times over the years, and I have animals that we've rescued that way too, and I don't disagree. A ready-made pet. I mean, the overwhelming majority of dogs available at shelters are over 9 months old, so they're probably house-trained. That crazy puppy energy is gone. You've got a pet that's ready to go. They are ready to love you. I like the idea of seniors to seniors. That's reason number 3. So years ago, there was a program that encouraged senior citizen people to adopt senior pets. I always thought it was a terrific idea, and I still think that is a terrific idea. Spring those animals that aren't guilty out of jail. Well, it's not really a jail, so yes, if you work in an animal shelter or humane facility, it's not very nice for me to put it that way, but the animals are there. It's not like being in a home, and most of the animals are there for no fault of their own. They've done nothing wrong. So because mom or dad can no longer afford them, because mom or dad feels, you know what, I just don't want that pet anymore. It's too much trouble now. I'm moving. I don't want to take the pet with me. Whatever the reason is, most often, it's no fault of the animal. All you need is love. Well, yeah, dogs are amazingly resilient, more so than people. And while it's true that dogs are victims of puppy mills, maybe some have been abused and they require maybe a bit more patience, positive reinforcement really does work. And while it sounds cliche, love is all you need. Reason number 6, adopt an animal with special needs if you can. I mean, you're really saving a life if you do that, and these animals have so much to give, as much or more than any other animal. I'm talking about the dog with 3 legs. I'm talking about maybe a deaf dog. I mean, what the heck? I mean, if you love dogs, they're still dogs, and they are going to love you, as I said, even more. And reason number seven, finally, you may be saving a life. I mean, depending on the facility you go to, that could be the end of the line for an animal that has indeed done nothing wrong. So a dog or cat is euthanized in the U.S. once every 11 seconds. So this conversation that I've had with you has been about, what, 3 minutes? So do the math. How many animals have been euthanized in that time? One every 11 seconds. Now, the good news is that we're doing better than we were, say, 5 years ago, and certainly better than 10 years ago. One every 11 seconds, that's still way too much. Way, way too much. So we have to fix that. And with your help, we can. More of your phone calls at 866-554-PETS.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
Dr. Nicholas Dodman is a veterinary behaviorist, the former director of animal behavior at the Cumming School of Veterinary Medicine, and now professor emeritus. That sounds very fancy and very official, Dr. Dodman.
I think literally translated from the Greek, it means without merit.
That's not true. In fact, if you have as much merit, you are the first veterinary behaviorist to have published books, many books, for all of us, pet owners. And I thank you for that. Your most recent book is called Pets on the Couch, Neurotic Dogs, Compulsive Cats, Anxious Birds, and the New Science of Animal Psychiatry. I want to talk about dogs first. Are our dogs really neurotic? Is that the right word, or was it just chosen by the publisher because it seemed to flow in the title?
Well, some of them are neurotic if you would consider, you know, ongoing anxiety or compulsive behavior, you know, repetitive, mindless, going around in circles and doing the same thing over and over, concerns of symmetry. Some of them, you know, if they were humans, they would definitely fall into a category of being psychologically disturbed or even having a psychiatric issue.
Now, I want to talk about some of these neurotic dogs. Tail chasing might be one example of this. Maybe some aggression falls in that category. I don't know. Dogs chasing flies that aren't there. So I'm grouping all of this together in one category, but why are some of our dogs this way And is it occurring more often today, or maybe we're just hearing about it more?
I think they are occurring more often today, and a lot of the fault in that really is the inbreeding that's going on in the specific breeds, especially if you've got a small breed with very few founder members and and they start breeding. If you look at the pedigree, you'll see that they're bred back to their cousin or the grandparent or something. And when you do that, you end up with a lot more genetic glitches. And while they can refine the particular, like anatomical thing they want, like a long nose or a certain color or type of coat, you end up by bunching other unwanted things together. So there's that, but also, increased recognition and understanding of what's actually going on.
So you bring up something really interesting that I didn't necessarily see in the book, but it's interesting that when a breeder breeds, say, for a longer nose or whatever it might be for the breed standard, maybe coat color is a better example than a longer nose, there may be, and you don't know what it's going to be until you do it, I suppose, an unwanted factor. I guess one example is with Dalmatians. It's not behavior that comes to mind, but they bred for, fewer spots, and they ended up with more deaf dogs, if I remember right. So you just never know what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, the Dalmatians, of course, were sort of spoiled, even, Dalmatian aficionados, and I do like the dogs and I like the breed, but they were spoiled after 101 Dalmatians when everybody wanted one. There was indiscriminate breeding in sort of mill-type situations, and things that might have been going on sort of more sort of spread out in the breed, like aggression, like the uric acid situation with leading to kidney stones, and deafness all got concentrated up. So that was a an artifact of becoming hyper-popular. And I think the Dalmatian people say, please don't make Dalmatians 201, for God's sake, for us.
And in fact, they've kind of fixed the breed a little bit. But some of this, as you point out, is breed-specific. But the big question is then, what do you do about it?
Aggression is probably the most common behavior problem in all species, including dogs. It accounts for 70% of all behavior problems. And that can have a number of causes and a number of expressions. And in the book, I go through the classification of the different types of aggression. The type we see most often is either owner-directed or directed with strangers. One of them is sort of inclusive in the house. The other one is dispersive to drive people away. But there are other types right up to and including a type of aggression that comes from partial seizures, which is, in humans they call that episodic discontrol. So that's a violent neuropsychiatric issue caused by seizures. So all different types, but I don't think anybody would admit to, at least in human psychiatry, there being such a thing as OCD aggression. I mean, it's just not something, maybe it's even dangerous to suggest that, but I don't see why it shouldn't exist, but it doesn't. And then you talked about the tail-chasing dogs, and we thought the tail chasers were a compulsive disorder, just like all the other repetitive disorders that we've studied over the years. Turns out that tail-chasing bull terriers, at least, one of the two common breeds for that, actually have a syndrome akin to autism.
Well, you're fascinating. The book is, we can only touch on the surface due to time, but get the book. Pets on the Couch, Neurotic Dogs, Compulsive Cats, Anxious Birds, and the New Science of Animal Psychiatry. Dr. Nicholas Dodman, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Our telephone numbers, toll-free, same number, 866-554-PETS or 866-554-7387 if you prefer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Stephanie, you are in Washington.
Yes, and a wonderful place to be after all. I have a cat named Tabuki, Taboo Kitty, because I said, no, not another cat, but he's here. Anyway, we had really bad flea season last summer, and he has crusty, scabby skin over most of his body. I can't get rid of it. I don't know what to do. And I heard your program the other day, and I said, well, maybe you can help.
All right, so let me start backwards. Now, this season, you will protect your cat. Is your cat indoors, outdoors, or indoors only?
In and out.
All right, so as we've learned on this show, that cats can get fleas, too. This is hardly only a dog issue. In fact, the flea that infects our pets the most often is actually called the cat flea, which is really upsetting to most dogs and quite disgusting, but it's true. So definitely in the future, going forward, talk to your veterinarian about the right protection to protect your cat. Step number one. And I say that because you may save a few bucks. You might not, but you might, by going to a big box store and choosing a product that you like because of the packaging, or you like because it says something really clever on it, like all natural, holistic, these marketing terms that have some effect, maybe, maybe not, you know. Ask your veterinarian about the right product for your pet's lifestyle, the combination of pets you have in the house, and actually where you live in the country does matter. So your veterinarian is the right person to go to about all of that. And you have a cat. So depending on how easy it is for your cat to take something that is like a pill, probably a spot-on product might be better, but it depends on the cat. So talk to your veterinarian, please. And I'm going to give you the same answer about that crusty skin. I don't know what's going on for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, I'm certified in dog and cat behavior consulting, so I'm all about pet behavior. I'm not a veterinarian, but even if I was, standing at the moment, looking at you where you are in Washington, the state of or our nation's capital, I cannot see your cat. So there's no way to tell for sure. The crusty skin might be, he says, a response to the flea allergies. In part, I say that just based on what you said, pairing the two together. And in fact, flea allergy dermatitis is one of the most common kinds of allergies we see in dogs or cats. Let me ask you a question. Where is this crusty skin? You said all over the cat's body. Do you literally mean that?
I literally mean that. I have five cats, and I'm already tabbed out on my veterinary bills, so that's why I'm trying to hunt and peck and search for a cure on my own. Been to the library. It did suggest allergic dermatitis or flea millenary dermatitis and possible bacterial infection. But I think we had such a bad flea season. I believe it's connected to the flea bites.
So what you can do to prevent that from happening again, and I don't know any other way around it, is either to keep all your cats indoors, right? You know, the fleas are less likely to be inside. And now it's still possible. By the way, this happens all the time where people come in the house. If they have a dog, the dog brings in the flea, or the people on their shoes bring in a flea or two, and that's all it takes. And if you have unprotected pets, well, they can have a party. And still, if the cats are indoors only, at least you have a shot at saying, okay, they're going to be protected. If they are indoor-outdoor cats, you're asking for trouble. I mean, without protection. And I don't mean just protection, again, by going, I don't want you to waste your money is the thing. I mean, resources are an issue for you, so to go to a big-box store and just choose a product, because the guy who's on the radio said you need flea protection. And by the way, it's not only for the comfort of your pet, which it is. Fleas spread disease, and some of them we can get too. So, and they're gross. And when they run out of cats to bite at some point, and some cats do seem more susceptible than others, just like we're, you know, you go outside, right, with five friends, and you're the only one that gets mosquito bites. So some people are more susceptible. Some cats and dogs are more susceptible, and their reactions are going to be different. And it does cause an allergic response oftentimes when those fleas bite. And based on what you said, that could be what the issue is. The good news is your veterinarian can do something about it and probably needs to. I don't know the solution if you literally have no resources. If you've been to the veterinarian before and your veterinarian says, okay, this is the problem, and really hasn't done anything, I'm not sure. And your veterinarian, what kind of veterinarian wouldn't suggest you protect your pets in the first place, especially if there's
a... I was protecting my pets, but they were ineffective.
Well, because why? What did you use?
Oh, BioSpot.
Okay, so the problem is it's not... I could have predicted that because it's one of those products I'm talking about. Just because it says it's going to do the job doesn't mean it's going to. And it kind of does some of the job, so it meets the minimal requirement of what these products are all about. They kill some of the fleas some of the time. But with fleas, they reproduce so quickly, and especially since you have five cats, you need to have a kill rate of over 90%. It just is. I've done stories about this now, about the first product. Maybe you're not using it consistently or correctly. I don't know. All I know is that your veterinarian would not have recommended the name of the second product that I don't want to say again. No way your veterinarian would have suggested that product. I know better. So go back to your veterinarian. Tell your veterinarian Steve Dale knows better. And there are veterinary products that really do the job. Now, the bad news is, you have five cats, you're going to have to spend the money. But it is worth the investment because then you wouldn't have had to make this call saying, well, the fleas were here. Now I've got to do something about it because my cat responded and is allergic to flea bites. And now you've got to spend all this money that you wouldn't have needed to spend in the first place if that is the problem. And that is the thing. From where I am, I don't even know for sure, that that is what's responsible here, that that's really what's going on. And there's no way any radio show host anywhere is going to tell you that. At some point in time, your pet just needs to be seen by the veterinarian.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm sorry that's not what you wanted to hear.
But thank you very much for your concern and your care
and your advice. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not able to help you more. I really am, but without seeing the cat on the radio, hundreds of miles away, there's no way anyone can tell. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. I feel really badly for her, and that's the thing. I mean, we advise, we say this all the time, to use a product that really, really works. Then you don't have to deal with what this poor cat is going through now. And it might, the concern I have is she's assuming it's flea allergy dermatitis. Is that a good bet? Yes. Is that a guarantee? No. I don't know what's going on with this cat. And I'll tell you, even if it were a veterinarian, which I'm not, even if it's a veterinary dermatologist standing here in these shoes, yes, maybe a better idea than me. That's not what I am. But still, without seeing the cat, I don't know how anyone could know. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So for many of us, our pets these days are our kids, right? But what happens when a real kid comes along and the cat, in this instance, doesn't respond so well? That is our email question of the week, which I will answer next. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So whether it's a new drug for heart disease in cats that is actually being looked at now by the University of California, Davis, researchers over there, and the Wynn Feline Foundation is helping to fund studies to support the same, or maybe it's a story like the one I told last week in Florida, I believe it was, that this woman was just walking in the park, and her pit bull puppy, a puppy, helps to save maybe her life to fend off an attacker. Certainly fended off a potential rape. Well, all these stories are on my blog, as they happen, stevedale.tv. Do check that out.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, recently my husband and I had a baby girl. Yay! Congratulations. Our 11-year-old cat, though, didn't react very well. When the baby fusses, the cat gets fussy and behaves very oddly. What should we do? Well, I wonder what oddly means. That would help me to answer the question a bit. But I can give you a couple tips. First of all, what we tend to do with cats is their baby comes and the cat's not allowed in the baby's room anymore. And the cat that never had these restrictions previously now have restrictions, and actually might associate those restrictions with the baby, depending on what the restrictions are. So I don't understand why there are restrictions, you know. Definitely any animal, dog, cat, parrot, ferret, they doesn't matter. They should not be with an infant or toddler without an adult there. Never, ever, ever. That's true. Having said that, if there is an adult there, there should be no restrictions. So I feel that can cause problems in of itself. So what I want to teach the cat is to associate the baby with something really good. So take whatever favorite treats, little pieces of cheese, little pieces of low-salt or no-salt lunch meat, whatever your cat might go crazy for, and associate that with the baby fussing. So the baby fusses, and now I want you to, with the cat nearby, throw treats up into the air. And close to the baby. So the cat associates, oh, this baby cries. That means this automatic food dispenser appears. Hooray! I like that. If your cat doesn't care about food and might prefer affection, then either you or someone else in the household can brush or pet the cat when the baby is crying. And the cat is upset because the cat may not have been. So the other thing that is helpful, because dogs, too, and cats sometimes have no previous experience with babies crying. So the best time to prepare a pet for the new baby is before mom is pregnant with that new baby. So to expose the dog or cat, in a safe way, of course, to infants and toddlers before yours ever comes along. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about something that I think is a great idea. Its time has come. It's called Fear Free, and it's a way to remove fear, anxiety, and stress out of those veterinary clinics for both us and, maybe more importantly, our pets. Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
There's an initiative in veterinary medicine, and actually I'm wrong about that, because it's for all of us as pet owners. It's called Fear Free. Dr. Marty Becker, you're here to talk about that. First, I think we start with, what is this initiative called Fear Free?
How do you get the name Fear Free? It happened when I was listening to a board of veterinary behaviorists talk about fear was the worst thing a social species could experience and cause permanent damage to the brain. Basically, trips to the veterinary hospital, to grooming, on vacations, to daycare, was causing emotional trauma. And so I was thinking about fear is the worst thing a social species could experience, cause permanent damage to the brain. What if there was no fear? So that's how Fear Free got its name. I was thinking pain-free dentistry, fear-free veterinary visits initially. Mm-hmm. And it's expanded from that. As it started out, it was just looking, how can we help deliver a calm pet to the vet, keep it calm and happy there, and deliver it back home in a calm state? And now it's kind of mushroomed where people are looking more of an ecosystem management, where they're looking at, you know, fear-free grooming, fear-free boarding, fear-free daycare, fear-free dog parks. And so basically it's a community of us that love pets, from pet owner to practitioner to trainers, that eventually are going to be offering, you know, an experience where emotional well-being and physical well-being are taken care of.
So that's the thing. I mean, I don't know any veterinarian that went into the business of being a veterinarian or a veterinary nurse or technician to do anything but to help animals.
Right.
We have animals because we love animals. So we all are coming from it in the same place, and that we all love our pets. But the truth is that they haven't been getting the best from dog trainers, you mentioned, who may years ago, and there are still many out there that do, use aversive methods. And for veterinarians, no fault of their own necessarily, but those visits to the veterinarian aren't so happy for those dogs or cats. So you're about changing the world, really. You're about changing all of that.
You know, the last thing I want to do is appear arrogant, that, well, how come I know this and everybody else hasn't done it? Before I heard her speak, you know, I'm a veterinarian, you know, 38 years of practice. So before I listened to her talk, it was like symptoms I didn't know existed. Or I saw it, but it was like collateral damage, just like the common cold. Yeah, I see it, but, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. But then when you hear repeat severe psychological damage to them, and then you start to look at the signs of fear and anxiety, and you realize how widespread it is, then you have to take action. And I think you point out a really good point there. Nobody gets into the profession to make life worse for animals. So I think we need to be gracious of the people that haven't done it yet. But now that you're starting to see it, you have a moral obligation. Not only is it better for the emotional well-being of the pet, but it's better medicine too. And that's important. The physical exam is more normal, the blood chemistries, the temperature, pulse, respiration, and blood pressure. There's not the immunosuppression or the digestive upset. So if it's the right thing to do in better medicine, it's pretty hard to ignore.
But what is also hard for you, so if that cat or dog comes into your practice absolutely terrified,
right,
because you're dragging the dog, once the dog realizes, oh, I'm here, into the parking, from the parking lot into the practice, or the cat that owners sometimes can't even get into the carrier, and if they do, it takes the entire community, neighbors down the street, everyone, to stuff the cat into the carrier, and you have an animal that's very unhappy to be there. Well, what kind of exam is that animal getting, first of all? And secondly, is that pet likely to even come back again?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know what the statistics are. I've heard different things, but the pets that come in from a shelter for their initial free exam or something, and how few come back, because it is traumatic. The one thing you see is you've got, if a human baby were crying and in distress, everybody goes to it. What is it? Gas, hungry, dirty diaper, and you do things to take care of it. It's the same thing with a pet. And one thing I want to say, Steve, you know, we talked about a dog coming in. You've been a proponent of cats. Emotional well-being of cats was kind of a lone voice for a long time. So we really want to make sure that both dogs and cats, we look at their emotional well-being. And literally in the fear-free practice, we've shown the dogs will actually pull the owner in and the cats are neutral. And that's a great place to be.
Excellent. Dr. Marty Becker, thank you for everything you're doing. And to learn more about it, and I hope people do, this is really important, the website.
Fearfreepets.com.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
We were there. Next week on the show, news from the North American Veterinary Conference.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security.
Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
BizTalk Radio.